This should be track number four, and the final track of this recording. I really should have numbered the other three. I think it would have made things a little bit simpler. However, if a person follows the directions, you really can't make any mistakes, I guess. I did notice on the playback instructions, which are actually a part of number 14, it gives the instructions for playback. I noticed something rather cute. You can try this too, although it doesn't make any sense. By advancing the volumes of both your channels at one time, you hear me talking two times at once. Boy, now isn't that clever? Two me's at once. Of course, you can only hear one me at one time. That's even, what is it? I don't know. let's see now. What do we want to discuss? Okay, suppose we just go ahead and take a typical day. Actually, there aren't very many typical days in this unit, but that's besides the point. Lights are turned on by the CQ at 15 minutes to 6. I always have my towel and my little shaving kit out the night before. I always assume I may have to make the 100-yard dash, although this doesn't happen very often. I'm usually up about the time the lights come on. I'm not much of a sack layer arounder. How you like that word? You'll not find that in any of Webster's books. So anyway, I jump right out of the sack when the lights come on and take the quarter-mile hike down to the latrine. It's a latrine? Oh, come now. You must know what a latrine is. Now I won't explain. I think you know. I shave, clean up, accomplish a few other things, and head back to the barracks, get dressed. This usually puts me in the mess hall for breakfast at about 20 minutes after 6. We are served breakfast, which most of the time is eggs to order, bacon, sausage, toast, fruit juice. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Afraid the meat isn't, though. Excuse me. Afraid I'm not very well satisfied with the meat at all. But the eggs are good. The juice is certainly good. And the toast, it's not hot, but it's not cold. So all in all, I have a pretty good breakfast. And then this usually puts me back in the barracks at about 20 minutes to 7 or a quarter to 7. Depending on what's coming up, I quite often get a chance to start my early morning report to you, honey. Isn't that right? I very often try to start my letters. It gives me a chance to think of more to say if I write it in piecework. A little bit in the morning, a little bit at noon, and so on. We have our first formation, a gathering of the men of the unit at 7:15. At this particular formation, the first sergeant puts out to us any information that he needs to put out or that the men need to receive. The formation time usually lasts only 5 or 10 minutes. Men then go on a police call of the area. Oh, come now, don't tell me you don't know what a police call is. You know, they police up the area, find all the little policemen laying around. All right, so they pick the garbage and the cigarette butts up in the trash. It's a term. What are you going to do? Jerry knows what a police call is. She has police call in the house every day behind the kids, huh, honey? Well, you'll get some help on that here pretty soon, too. A few more days. Well, it's a little more than a few more. So anyway, we finish police call, okay? The truck then takes us up to the hill. We conduct our training or our operation till somewhere between 10:45 and 11 o'clock. We come down, hit the old mail call. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it isn't. If it isn't there, we'll usually clean up, wash up, and head out to the mess hall at about 11:45. The trip back and forth to the hill, incidentally, is 10 or 15 minutes in good driving conditions, a little more if it's bad. We're usually through eating the dinner meal by about 20 minutes after 12, and if mail hasn't been in by then, why, we don't have to wait too much longer, because the mailman tries to get back in time to eat chow, too. This gives us a little time to read any mail that we, we might get. We have our next formation, then at 12:45, same thing, pass the information. No police call, though. No, we don't have a police call in the noon formation. from noon formation, it's back to the hill for the afternoon of training. Come down at about 2:45 for PT. Oh, PT. Now, there is one of my friends. Between the USS Breckenridge, crossing the ocean, and PT, I've done lost my tummy. I've done lost about 1.5 inches around my waist. This suits me just fine. I really didn't know how much that extra tummy was getting in my way until I lost it. So we have our physical training, which lasts approximately 30 minutes and ends by a healthy run around the post. Upon completion of PT, this usually ends our day. We'll go back to the barracks. This gives me an opportunity to write the afternoon report. Training ends anywhere from 3:30 to 4, and the mess hall doesn't open until 5. So we have a little bit of time in there to write a few lines in a letter, or read our mail, or just plain sit around and shoot the bull. The theater opens up for movie showing at about 6:30 or 7:30, somewhere in there. I understand the schedule has just recently been changed. For a while there, I would take in a couple of movies. This last time I haven't seen any, not about, just about 2 weeks, I guess. It all depends on what's going on. And there is one other deciding item I found out. It depends on just how much thickness there is between the folds of my wallet. Always only cost 25 cents, but then if you only have 14 cents or 15 cents, you can't very well make it to the movie. Of course, now, if you have 14 or 15 cents, you are partly in luck because beer only cost a dime. So you manage a beer instead. I'm drawing near the end of track number 4. I think I'd like to mention one thing that just came to my mind, and that is the way the information was handled about Marianne's illness and the way you people advised Jerry and Honey, the way you accepted this advice and agreed upon it by not letting me know. Excuse me. You sure hit the nail on the head. I'm afraid had I received a letter during this period of time, it definitely would have shook me up. As it was, when I fully realized what had happened and what could have happened, it did bother me. It bothered me for at least an afternoon. But I figure this is a lot better than having to have worried about it for day in, day out, for perhaps a week or two, like I know you did have to, Honey. So again, thank you, and let's hope that nothing like this happens again. Now listen here, young lady, I think it's about time you get on the stick and get that Pontiac fixed. All of a sudden, one of these days, you're going to be out with those kids, it's going to get cold, and it's going to break down, and it's going to cost you more money to get towed in and patched up than if you had it fixed right away. So let's get with it, huh, love? My tape is drawing to an end, so I'd like to say good night, all. And Jerry, I love you very much. Keep counting the days as I'm counting them on this end. We'll soon be back together again, my love. What do you say you give me a chance on the recording, huh? Just get on that mic and start talking. It's not half as bad as you think, and if you don't like what you say, all you gotta do is erase it. Okay? Bye now.